The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's Music Department is teaming up with the Theater and Art Departments to present Facade on Thursday, September 5th, in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall at the Fine Arts Center starting at 7:30 p.m. The performance is a faculty recital featuring professional musicians and teachers from the music department. I spoke with music professor Nicolasa Tejero about this multi-discipline performance. Facade. It's a collaboration of the art department, the music department. There's literature involved. There are school children from kindergarten through high school involved. Mm-hmm. There is a multimedia input with an animated film. I mean, it's everything, music, poetry, visual arts. How did this come about?
A few years ago, I started to think about this piece by William Walton called Facade. And the work originally was the setting to music of a collection of poems by the English poet and friend of Walton's, Edith Sitwell. This is a really fantastic piece. It's an audience-accessible piece. It's full of whimsy and drama and wonderment, and it never takes itself too seriously, which is really quite magical when you're looking at concert repertoire. So a few years ago, I decided that I was going to produce a concert of Facade. In thinking about the project, I kept coming back to the notion that our 21st century audiences really are so visually stimulated. And in thinking of the poetry and how evocative, how vivid the imagery that's created is in Sitwell's poetry, it occurred to me that a visual component would be a natural pairing for this otherwise conventional auditory experience. So I decided to approach the Hamilton County school teachers at an in-service meeting last year. And I proposed this project in which I invited them to challenge their students to read the poetry, listen to the music, talk about it, and then go and create artwork reactionary to the ideas that were swirling in their mind as a result of those experiences. Five schools decided to jump on board, and all last semester, they were busy creating artwork. In May, we collected approximately 400 pieces of art, which this summer were digitized and used as a source material for this video. And all of this during the summer was done under the supervision of Angela Dittmar from the UTC Art Department.
Angela, you were giving artwork from children. How were you able to animate it and make it fit the themes of the poetry and the music?
When we saw the artwork, we saw the potential for animation. Many of them are narrative. Others are more non-objective or just abstract, you know, something just gestural or shape-oriented. And I had been doing some animations in my own work over the past semester, so I saw the potential. I thought it would be really exciting for these young students to see their work animated. Animation involves movement and involves time, which is paired with music really well. So I recruited three of my college students who had taken classes with me. They were on board instantly. They were very excited about the opportunity. So together we worked to scan the images, and then they divided up the movements and took each movement. We talked about how to suggest the rhythms or to work with the narrative, but also to work with the environment. The students were key in the actual design of the program itself, the visual component. They worked with the stage manager of the Roland Hayes and developed a plan, you know, on their own. So they really took more initiative into the project. You know, I was sort of there to facilitate, communicate among them, and help them troubleshoot any issues they might have with the animations themselves.
So now you have an ensemble of musicians, and it's a rather interesting selection of instruments.
It is, actually, and I think that's part of the magic of the music of Facade, the fact that we have such a heterogeneous chamber ensemble. So the musical forces involved are a flutist doubling on piccolo, clarinetist doubling bass clarinet, alto saxophone, trumpet, cello, percussion, and then the magic element, a reciter. Not a narrator, a reciter, which is really quite a magical element to introduce because it treats the vocalist in a very musical sense without actually adding the melodic pitches to the spoken dialogue that he's issuing. But there is really very clear rhythmic dictation of the way that the words are supposed to be spoken. it's really quite fitting because the poetry that Sitwell was coming up with that comprises the facade collection, this poetry is actually part of an experiment that she was undertaking at the time, dealing with language in its musical qualities more than its literative qualities. So that even though there are vivid images that come to mind from listening to the poetry or reading the poetry, for Sitwell, it was much more important to see how the words together created a sense of inflection, a sense of rhythm, and through the consonants, the assonance, the rhyme schemes, she's able to create these really delightful sounding strings of words, strings of syllables that are just really musical, as much actually more than just literative. It's really quite nice. The reciter in this ensemble has a very important role. Steve Ray, who is in the faculty of the theater department, will be the reciter for the program, and he and I have been doing rehearsals to get really, you know, that musical flair in his recitations of the poems.
So you'll hear the, maybe not melodies of the word, but at least the music of the word.
Right. Certainly the rhyme schemes and the rhythms that are created by the juxtaposition of certain syllables, certain inflections and such. Yeah.
So now we go to the art side of it. The words are maybe not lyrical, but definitely musical.
Mm-hmm.
Are they descriptive enough to create a world?
Yes, I think so. There was many clues or cues that the children had to rely on to create an image for a character or to create a tone. There are many sort of moods that go through the movements, you know, that suggest a darker mood or a solemn mood or a very upbeat and vivacious mood. And those were also visible in the children's responses. They played through their imagination and really picked up on many of those intricacies.
So the musicians and the reciter will be live.
Yes.
The video will be played on a screen at the Roland Hayes Concert Hall. Was it difficult to practice syncing the visual with the audio?
Because the concert is a live performance and because we're dealing with professional musicians, we don't really have the luxury of having months of rehearsals with the live ensemble. So the live ensemble hasn't actually come together yet. It was a really interesting challenge to contend with in the creation of the video. So we used a commercial recording as a reference, as a sonic reference for the creation of the video. And the people that are in charge of time-related aspects are using the guidelines of the recorded times or the time schemes within the recording as a general guide. So we're not aiming in the live performance to copy or to mimic the reference recording, but we are respecting the temporal boundaries so that the synchronicity, the general synchronicity with the movements can be successful.
Here's an excerpt from the commercial recording of Facade featuring the Nash Ensemble under the direction of David Lloyd Jones with Eleanor Braun reciting.
Said King Pompey, the Emperor's ape, gathering black in his temporal cape, of dust, for dust is everything, the heart to love and the voice to sing, Indianapolis and the Acropolis, also the hairy sky that we take for a covenant comfortably. Said the bishop, eating his ketchup, there still remains eternity, swelling the diocese and elephantiasis, the flunkied and trumpeting sea.
The public is invited to experience Facade, presented by the Music, Theater, and Art Departments of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. This will be on Thursday, September 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall at the Fine Arts Center on campus. There's also a matinee performance at 10:30 a.m. Some of the art provided by K-12 students will be displayed in the lobby of the Fine Arts Center. This performance is free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.